And we will now move to the University of Nevada, Las Vegas Foundation. We will go to agenda item number one. Is there any public comment in Elko?
There is none in Elko.
Thank you. Is there any public comment in Reno?
None in Reno.
Thank you. Is there any public comment in Las Vegas? Seeing none, we will move to agenda item number two for the annual report from David Ross, chairperson of the UNLV Foundation Board of Trustees.
Madam Chair.
Let's see, is the mic on?
Chair McAdoo.
Let's try that again. Oh. Good morning, Chair McAdoo, members of the Board of Regents.
Excuse me, Mr. Ross.
I just want to make sure my disclosure is on the record.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry. We need to get this disclosure first, please. Thank you.
Pursuant to NRS Chapter 281A, I hereby disclose that I'm currently a graduate student at UNLV in cybersecurity, and my tuition is paid by my employer, Matter Academy East. Because the independence of judgment of a reasonable person would not be materially affected by the situation, I will be voting on all matters in this agenda.
Thank you for that, Regent Carter. Please go ahead, Mr. Ross.
Sorry for the false start. Good morning, Chair McAdoo, members of the Board of Regents, and Acting Chancellor. My name is David Ross. I'm currently serve as the chairman of the UNLV Foundation and trustees. I'm privileged to stand before you today. I'm a two-time UNLV graduate, and again, it's an honor to have you on campus. I think with me today, by the way, is President of the Foundation, Ricky McCurry, and our COO and CFO, Tiffany Vickers, with me if we have to get to questions. Higher education today is certainly different than it was prior to the pandemic. I think we have all seen that. UNLV and the UNLV Foundation have had to be nimble and adapt to embracing this challenge of becoming more responsive to evolving student and university needs. In our fiscal year 2022, donors gave more than $65 million in new gifts, pledges, and services and to enhance quality of the university and its mission to educating students, driving research and innovation, and stimulating our community's well-being and economic development. UNLV's College of Education led the development efforts, raising approximately $11 million, followed by the Kirk-Corian School of Medicine at $7.5 million, followed by Rebel Athletics at $3.7 million, and the College of Fine Arts at $3.5 million. In terms of finance, the UNLV Foundation employs BDO as its independent advisor. The auditors provided an unqualified opinion, otherwise known as a clean opinion, of the Foundation financial statements for 2022 fiscal year with no issues noted. The UNLV Foundation was established in 1981 to raise and manage private funds that benefit UNLV and its colleges, schools, programs, and students. The fiscal 2022 endowment market value was $301.9 million. Like the market, the value of the fund is lower than the previous year, down 7.76%, which is slightly better than the benchmark index of a decline of 7.83%. In fulfillment of its mission to provide support to UNLV, the foundation delivered $26.4 million in program, scholarships, and capital projects to support the university in fiscal 2022. UNLV has five affiliated 501c3 organizations for the UNLV, including the UNLV Foundation, the UNLV Alumni Association, the UNLV Research Foundation, the Rebel Football Foundation, the Rebel Golf Foundation, and the Rebel Soccer Foundation. As required by the Board of Regents, each of these five affiliated foundations submitted audited or independently reviewed financial statements for fiscal 2022, and no issues were noted. At the annual meeting on May 18th, 2022, the UNLV Foundation Board Trustees did appoint five new members, which I know is in your next agenda item, as well as have 14 additional trustees that will be for you in your next agenda item, which I will not read those names in the essence of time. And then the officers that we currently have were elected by the Board of Trustees in May of 2021, each of those two-year terms, and were ratified by this board in December 3 of 2021. Also ratified at that time was Susan McQuilkin, who, pursuant to the UNLV Foundation bylaws, was appointed by UNLV President Keith Whitfield as the Board of Trustees Corporate Secretary for a period of 2 years. The UNLV Foundation held its annual dinner on October 3rd, 2022, celebrating philanthropy, acknowledging our donors, and recognizing new members of our Palladium Society. This group is reserved exclusively for those benefactors whose cumulative giving to UNLV has reached $1 million or more. We are proud to recognize the impact and generosity of these five new members of the Palladium Society to you today. They are the Charles Koch Foundation, a key supporter of the Troche Center for Entrepreneurship housed at the Lee Business School at UNLV. Their gift advances the discovery, teaching, and sharing of seminal research on entrepreneurship and innovation. Next was the Hainan Sunup Investment Group, a leadership gift from the Hainan Sunup Investment Group, which encouragement from UNLV alumnus and Executive Vice President Ricky Sun, class of 2013, created the International Student Success Center in UNLV's Hospitality Hall. This center bridges the language and cultural gaps faced by international students at the William F. Hara College of Hospitality. Next was Intermountain Healthcare. In recognition of demonstrated need for expanded OBGYN care in Southern Nevada, Intermountain Healthcare established the Intermountain Healthcare of Nevada Endowed Chair in Obstetrics and Gynecology at the Kirkorian School of Medicine. Their gift will help train a cadre of physicians to deliver comprehensive OBGYN care to families in our community. Next was the John C. Kish Foundation. The Kish Foundation support of UNLV runs deep and broad. For more than two decades, they have been funding scholarships on campus life and rebel athletics. They've established an endowed hospitality scholarship in 2010, a medical school scholarship in 2015, and they were also major contributors to the UNLV Football Building Fund and the UNLV Athletic Directive. Next is Wynn Resorts. Through their philanthropy, Wynn Resorts advances diversity, excellence, and research at UNLV. They're helping build a pipeline of hospitality and gaming leadership talent through the support of their Young Executive Scholars Program, research, and fellowships at the International Gaming Institute. They have generously supported Rebel football as well as scholarships and initiatives in the business, law, hospitality, medicine, engineering, and education. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes my report, but it is an honor again to be here before you. Thank you for your service. I know it's hard work, often overlooked, but it's a privilege to be again. I hope you and your families have a wonderful holiday season. Happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Ross. I will make note that I know you had a full table of regents at your foundation dinner.
It was wonderful. Thank you very much.
So it worked into people's schedules. That was really good. All right. Are there any questions or comments for Mr. Ross? I will entertain a motion. Thank you, Regent DeBrava.
Second.
Do I have a second? Second from Regent Del Carlo. Any questions or comments? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposition? I vote aye as well. The motion passes. Thank you for the good report.
Thank you.
Agenda item number 3 has the officers listed. And agenda item number 4, the consent items, we will take in one motion. Do I have a motion?
Second.
Thank you, Regent Carvalho. Thank you for the second, Regent Del Carlo. Are there any questions or comments? Oh, yes, Regent Carter.
So I guess this would be to whoever's in charge of finances there. In both UNR, which we'll get to in a little bit, and UNLV's thing, it has a change in investment fair value. Just for the record, what does that relate to?
Chair McAdoo and Regents, Tiffany Vickers, COO and CFO of the UNLV Foundation.
Thank you.
So just to reiterate the question, the decrease in the value of the investment fund was the question?
So it's reported as an uncorrected misstatement. So I'm just trying to get to, on the record, why it would be an uncorrected misstatement on the financial audit.
Related to the investments. The investments, based on how we have our asset allocation, comprises of alternatives and private market investments that aren't valued as timely as the publicly traded market, and therefore in all of our investments, I believe UNR and she have a lag in that reporting. And to ensure that we meet the deadline of the audit process, we do recognize that lag, but to complete the audit, we pass on that statement.
And if I have one more question, if I can. So there's a control deficiency that was pointed out, and I always want to well, I'm going to volunteer Joe Sunbury to help as our chief internal auditor. But this is a similar thing that gets reported on our audit at the system level. It's a segregation of duties type thing related to IT. And so there may be some people at our office, including our IT auditor, that can be of help there as well.
Yes, and I believe that one is in regards to the system that we use, and it's been a limitation in the software that we use. So we have some mitigating controls whereby those that can enter and post entries are also have a different level of review as well, and we have that documented.
Thank you.
Thank you for the questions, and thank you for the answers. Appreciate that. Are there any other questions or comments? Okay. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Are any opposed? I vote aye as well. The motion passes. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. And let's see. We will move to item number 5, new business. Is there any new business? Seeing none, item number 6, public comment. Is there any public comment in Elko?
There is none in Elko.
Thank you. Is there any public comment in Reno?
None in Reno.
Thank you. Is there any public comment in Las Vegas? Seeing none, the UNLV Foundation Board meeting is adjourned.